Welcome, listeners, to the gathering place of two big bald buddies who dare to delve into the horrors of the unknown. This is the Horror Basement and Beyond, where Johnny and his co-conspirator in all things mysterious, the one and only Jim Jam. They take you on a hair-raising journey through the realms of horrors, where shadows whisper secrets, cryptids lurk in the shadows, and extraterrestrial beings may just be watching. But fear not, because the only truly frightening thing in our basement is our passion for the unexplained. We're not just your average podcast. We're the big bald buddies who bring you a spine-tingling blend of horror, mysterious phenomena, cryptids, aliens, and even a dash of culinary curiosity. Yes, you heard that right. We'll explore the eerie and satiate your appetite for the strange and unusual, while keeping it as funny as we can. So buckle up as we venture into the depths of the horror basement and beyond, where nightmares come to life, mysteries unfold, and two big bald buddies guide you through the unknown with a blend of terror, humor, and a hunger for the unexplained. It's time to face your fears and join us in the darkness. Because down here, every creak, every rustle, and every story has a sinister tale to tell. Welcome to the Horror Basement and Beyond.
That's going to point it in at Jim Jam. Welcome to the Horror Basement and Beyond with the big bald buddies, Jim Jam and Johnny. I'm one of your hosts, Johnny. As always, Jim Jam is here with us.
Hey, Jim Jam here.
Hey. So, if you're watching this, it looks a lot different. It probably sounds a lot different. I'm at home. I got a cold, bad cough. I feel like being out. It's going to get cold. Speaking of colds, look at our, if you're watching the video, look at this place. It's amazing.
Yeah, we went and rented out a cabin.
Yeah, now we're in the alien cabin. It's a little glitchy in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
look at that warm fire by Johnny.
It's going to be like this in Tennessee.
Yep.
I got two thumbs up, but you can't see them because they're below the desk.
What are you doing under the desk?
Oh. But yeah, so we're going to have a big cold front coming through. Might be the first time we get snow, like an actual amount of snow.
Yeah.
And it's for years. I mean, we might get 6 inches of snow.
Damn, that's bigger than my... Oh.
Bigger than my big toe.
Yep. That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say, yeah. Johnny.
I know you was, man. I know you was.
Oh, damn.
So, we haven't done much. I was going to go to the movies sometime, but I didn't.
Oh, shit. Speaking of that, we went and saw Thursday night. We went and saw Dark Swim. Night Swim?
Night Swim.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of a slow burn. You know, I wouldn't go watch it again.
So. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. All right. You know, I had some pretty tense moments. We lucked up when we thought we had the theater by ourselves, man. And this old dude, like, looked like he was 70 years old, walked in. I was like, kind of looked back at, you know, looked at Jameson, Ashton, and Amy, and I was like, what the hell? This is kind of odd. You know, you don't normally, this dude, he's so particular. He had his little tray with a little bit of popcorn, his little soda. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And he sat there, and he folded, like, 7 napkins perfect. Like, he had a little routine. I was like, this motherfucker has that pass, I bet.
Yeah, I mean, he probably goes, he could be one that goes every Thursday to watch a new movie.
Yeah, and he just picked Night Swim, and we're back there talking, and I was like, we probably need to quit talking to this dude's up here. Because if we had it by ourselves, we could have talked during the movie, and not, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I've only been in one movie by myself completely, and it was for the Green Knight. Kind of an artsy film. I talked about this a year or so ago. It was super creepy.
Yeah. We went in. Creepy. They had the lights on. Like, I'm talking about like the bright lights on. He had to go tell someone to turn the lights off.
Yeah, they didn't think anybody's in there. Yeah. So, yeah, I went in there and I was like, man. Like, when you're in there by yourself, you're like, I hope one of the attendants don't sneak up on me just to fuck with me.
That'd have been funny as hell. You got jump scared.
And you're like, oh, shit. You know, but yeah.
That would be hell to get jump scared by a fucking employee.
So
damn, man. Cough it all on me.
Sorry. So the movie wasn't good enough to watch again, is what you're saying. Not Swim is a slow, slow burn.
I wasn't a fan. It was a Blumhouse movie.
I mean, Blumhouse makes good movies, so.
Sometimes.
I mean, they make some good movies that not every studio has good movies all the time that everybody likes.
And this is one of them.
Yeah. So.
We also.
What we got going on?
We went to Paula Deen's.
Oh, yeah. We went to Paula week. Deen's.
Grubbed the fuck out.
Give it like a 5.5, 6 out of 10.
Johnny over exposing them, though.
I mean, well, Paula Deen keeps her dead workers up front and earns.
Go to a Big Ball Buddy Johnny on Instagram and you can see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and she's over there proud with her little cutout self right in front of them. And they're glued down.
Johnny was going to try to open it. Yeah. I bet there really is damn.
I was going to try to open it. It's all glued down. I want to see what was in them. I mean, why you got urns up there, bro?
They're big urns, too. They're like this big.
Yeah. Well, they stack their dead bodies on top of each other, probably.
So it's full of just different people?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Locked in the hill.
Hey, their food is really good. I don't know, Johnny. You think food is really good?
It's good. But like I say, I give it a 5.5 or 6 out of 10. I don't think it's that good for the price.
Yeah, it is kind of expensive. That $26
a person. $30 a person, all you can eat, not worth it. Not in my opinion. Jim, you was talking about fried pork chop Saturdays at Cracker Barrel.
Yep.
They do country chicken fried pork chops.
What does that mean, chicken fried pork chops?
Bread, chicken fried bread. Crispy bread, and I don't know. But if you like their chicken fried chicken, you know.
That chicken fried pork chop?
Yeah, so I we need to go. I want to try that. Then you save yourself $15. I mean, I think you get 2 pork chops out of it.
Well, both sides. Big Ball Buddies might need to do that. Yeah. Go check that out. So,
if y'all have any recommendations on food or snacks or anything, Jim Jam will tell you to hit us up at
931-325. I don't have it scrolling, so I don't know what it is.
I know. That's why I'm fucking with you. No, you can just hit us up on Big Ball Buddies.
Here you go.
Social media.
931-325-9755.
Yeah, you can text that number and just be like, you'll be anonymous and just be like, hey, y'all should try this.
Hey, you should also pick you up one of these here t-shirts. It's the new Big Ball Buddies versus Evil featuring the gorgeous Googles.
Yep. I wish this desk was lower.
Yeah. It's kind of, oh, you just move your camera and it'll be lower.
Yeah, there we go. That's what we do. But yeah, so
yeah, I got
today. This is going to be a little different. So today we're going to get into some horror news, of course. You want to talk about the holiday first, or
the holiday? Jim?
Yeah, the Thanksgiving holiday first. You want to go to tnhorror.com?
Yep, tnhorror.com. Go check out the press release for Thanksgiving. It's going to be available on digital the 16th.
Yes. Blu-ray and DVD release to follow
Tuesday,
January the 30th.
Oh, yeah. So go get all the info and everything. And there's even a little behind the screens video clip on our website. And you can check out all the info there. But yeah, that movie, that is a movie definitely worth seeing. Gore galore.
We have a gore galore outtakes.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah, like I said, that movie is definitely worth watching more than once. So I think it should be in your rotation for Thanksgiving movies, if there is any.
And the good thing is it will be Blu-ray plus digital.
Well, yeah, so you can put it on your movies anywhere.
Yeah. Yep, and it has a movies anywhere on the back of it. So you can put it on your movies anywhere and you can do like some people that I've heard. You can share that account with your friends so they can watch your movies anywhere. Y'all can just collect the movies and put them in the same thing.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that way, when you travel, you have your movies anywhere.
You have a movie library.
Besides Lionsgate films.
Yeah, they don't play.
They don't fuck with no movies anywhere. I don't know why, but
we need to make an. But after we do need to make an announcement, though. We will not be at Conuga this year.
Yeah, we will not be hosting panels. We thought about that, and it's like, well, we're never really asked this year.
He did message me, and I told him, I said no, because since I just started this new job, I'm not trying to take off on a Friday. I did already tell him about full moon, so we are doing full moon because I already paid for the table and everything. So
yeah, so we won't. I'm thinking about still going to Conuga on Saturday.
Yeah, that might be a possibility. I think Ashton would like to go, so I don't know. Maybe we'll ride up there for a little bit and just attend. Because it is a fun event.
Because I would like to go, but it's $50 for Saturday.
I don't know about that, man. That's That's $200 for all of us.
Yeah, and it's $60 for a whole weekend. And I thought about it, and I was like, man, it'd be cool to go and just, sit in on the panels and just, actually participate in panels instead of being at a table. And or hosting your own panels, you can't really participate in this stuff. Sorry.
Like I said, I started a new job, so it just didn't work out this year. But maybe next year we'll come back. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Because Conuga is a lot of fun. But I thought about if I could get a cheap hotel, it'd be cool to stay down there and do the adult stuff.
Yeah.
Well, probably, I think that, and then I'm like, yeah, I probably wouldn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's Amy's birthday weekend, so I don't know if we're gonna.
Y'all be going out doing something.
Yeah. So. Well, dude, if you don't go, then you come with us, right?
That's always been the thing. Is that is your wife's birthday weekend, and it's always been a controversy with. We go do Conuga that weekend.
It'd be good this year to do something like she wanted to do. So,
yeah.
If you don't go, Johnny, hell, you can come with us. Hang on.
Yeah.
Be cool to find we'll have to do something she wants to do. I about said something at Zany's, but she probably don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. She might want to do something like you and her, y'all go do something. Have a nice dinner. For once on her birthday in the last 8 years.
Yeah, she...
fuck your birthday, we're going to Conuga.
Yeah, we got... Well, we got some...
Let's be honest, we ate out at the City Cafe, which is shut down now.
Yeah, that's pretty wild, though. That's crazy, it's shut down. Yeah, because it's damn, man, they stayed packed for me.
Yeah, that was like a landmark.
I wonder if whoever owned the building ran them off or some shit.
I don't know, man. I think that place has been there a while. The owners of it could have passed away or something. You never know.
But like I said, we do have a table for a full moon, and we have some new stuff besides. And I think we're going to – I don't know. We have to see how the setup will be because we only paid for the table. So if we have anybody beside us or behind us, we're going to have to take our table away for our shirts and stuff. But if we have a little room, we're going to sell whatever stuff we had left over from last year. And then we got some new shirts. We don't only have flannels. We have something else, but you just have to come to Full Moon and see what else we got.
Hell yeah.
That's going to be awesome. Johnny's already seen them. I hope it's a big hit and people like them.
Yeah, for sure. I adjust this camera, but then I go back down.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's I noticed it made you small just a second ago.
Yeah, it wants to adjust you back to the certain spot, which is wild. So, on to some news. we're going to jump into this, and I don't think it needs something that I've said from the beginning. Smile 2 will be, I guess, they've been casting for it. Rosemary DeWitt and Kyle Gallner sign on for a horror sequel. I've said this from the beginning. I didn't think Smile really needed a sequel. They could have done a one-off on that movie, and it would I think it would have ended better. But no, they got to keep trying to get money. That's the name of the game.
Yeah, that money grab.
Right. They're claiming that trying to get a theatrical release for October 18th of 2024. Doubt that's going to happen. Now, pretty sure Smile is probably a Blumhouse movie, ain't it? Sorry, I should have looked this up before, but I didn't. I just figured. Seems like a Blumhouse movie.
Yeah, it is.
All right, that's what
Blumhouse I thought. Blumhouse boss says Smile is so scary. So.
Blumhouse can do a movie and get it edited and put up pretty quick. You know what I mean? Because they always do low budget. Like a lower budget, but it still looks really good. I just don't think that it needed a part two. I think I really liked the first one. Some people didn't like it, of course, but I don't know. Like, I wish they would have ended it, like, and on a better note, you know?
I hadn't even seen it yet. I still hadn't never seen it. Yeah.
You loser, man.
You look lame.
Oh. Nah. It don't look like your face. still burning you from far away. Oh man, what we got next, Jim Jam?
We got Nicolas Cage news. Long leg. Nicolas Cage horror film gets another creepy teaser. So last week, Neon unveiled a creepy viral teaser for one of their upcoming films, but didn't immediately reveal the movie. It was connected to, turns out it was Long Legs, the latest horror project from the Black Coat's daughter, a.k.a. I Am Pretty Thing That Lives in the House. Okay. Now another creepy teaser for Long Legs has made its way online, and you can check it out. So they got the video. Just go. Well,
here it is. It's about a character who's hearing voices. It's kind of like a possessed Geppetto. He's making these dolls. I don't get that. I don't know. I don't know, man. I didn't even see the teaser, so.
I should watch that before we did this. Hello. But yeah, well, Nicolas Cage is a new horror movie, so that's always fun.
Can you hear that?
Uh-uh.
No.
Can you hear that?
Are you still saying your prayers?
It's playing on here. Don't matter.
So the scene opens up with him like digging a cross out of a floor. They're digging up floorboard.
Yeah.
And, it's got some like FBI agents digging up this floorboard, and there's somebody in a veil, a black veil, and it's got some symbols.
Yeah, I'm watching right now. I just turned the audio off. So
then you got a family, weird looking family. They're not weird. I shouldn't say they got a weird smile.
No. Is this smile?
yes. Okay. It just keeps flashing these people.
Their symbols keep flashing.
Yeah, and somebody's talking. I don't know.
Okay, now it's showing somebody. Well, someone was laying on the ground.
Yeah. Okay, that looked pretty lame.
Yeah.
That teaser did not tease me in a mood to get me going to want to learn more. You know.
Maybe it's good since.
I mean, they're not showing everything, but it's only a teaser, too. So.
But maybe it'd be good since Nicolas Cage is in it, though. What if Nicolas Cage is Long Legs?
I guess he's a Geppetto, so I don't know. Huh. Like, you know, a puppet maker.
Oh, I didn't know that. Was that what that meant?
Yeah, Geppetto, the puppet maker for Pinocchio.
Oh, no, that makes sense then.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Jeez, man.
That's an old movie. Oh, yeah. Hey, that's something that reminded me. We got the Steamboat movie that's coming out.
Oh, yeah?
The Mickey Mouse.
Oh, yeah.
Steamboat Willie. But I saw it was a fake thing that said that Rob Zombie was doing it, which it was fake. But it says Steamboat Willie horror film announced as Mickey Mouse enters public domain. So now there's going to be a Mickey Mouse horror movie, y'all. Johnny, do you think it's just going to be someone wearing a Mickey Mouse mask or...
You could do a Mickey Mouse Michael Myers costume.
That'd be pretty cool.
Like we've seen it in Terror Fest or Smoky Mountain Terror.
Yeah. Johnny got pictures with him.
Yep. There's a new... speaking of movies... That Abigail movie looked good.
The one with Dracula's daughter?
Yeah, is that what that is?
It says Dracula's Daughter Project.
Yeah.
From Radio Science.
So, the thing is about Abigail, or Dracula, you know, they released The Last Voyage of the Demeter, didn't do worth a damn. It was actually a pretty decent movie. But now, there's going to be Abigail. And it's going to be released April 19th, 2024 to theaters. And I guess it's about his daughter.
Oh, shit. It's got the dude from Breaking Bad in it. The Gus, the one that owned the restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Gus Fring.
Yeah.
Why are we not thinking of his real name?
I think he's got a very unique, weird name. So I'm looking up Abigail.
And it's got Melissa Barrera. You know who that? Giancarlo Esposito.
That's his name?
Yeah, Giancarlo. But Melissa Barrera from Scream, which she got fired from the other Scream movie, the newest one, because of her political views.
It's got Kevin Durant, too. And Kevin Durant also is in it. He played in Wolverine as Fred Dukes.
Oh, okay. I have no clue who that is. But I'm like watching the trailer of that, like I'm down. You got Murderous Kid, you know. Oh, probably. you got the girl from what's it called? Catherine Newton. Yeah.
Who?
So yeah, so it's a Blumhouse project, right? Because wasn't Freaky Blumhouse?
Yeah, it was. Well, so this is a Blumhouse movie?
I don't know. I was just thinking.
It says Radio Silence movie, so what's... Maybe that's...
Oh, I don't know.
Huh.
I just figured. But, seems like everyone that's been in a Blumhouse fucking...
It looks like it'd be pretty interesting, though. Oh, it says in Universal. Universal.
I'm watching in theaters.
The Radio Silence Dracula's Daughter project is called Abigail, and Universal has just unveiled. So it's a Universal movie.
Okay. What?
Well, Universal owns a Dracula, right?
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense, huh? But yeah, that definitely looks better than the Demeter movie. I'll actually watch this movie, Abigail. So this has got kind of some wrestling news. AEW wrestler Stefan Swerve Strickland has been cast in a new slasher movie called Stiletto. It has Gigi Gustin in it. But let's see. Coming our way from Hearst Productions, Stiletto is set to star Gigi Gustin, whose credits include the That's a Wrap and upcoming Texas Chainsaw Massacre. What? The Hills Have Eyes, Homage, Brute 76. Did you know they're making another Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
I mean, I think it's been in the talks where...
Huh. Well, like what?
Could... Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you have a synopsis? I don't see it.
Where are we at?
Oh, here it is. When I was a kid, I would venture into the back section of the video store to find... No, that ain't just something. It's just...
What are you looking up?
Trying to find the synopsis for this Stiletto movie.
Oh, Stiletto. AEW wrestler thing?
Yeah, yeah. Swerve Strickland and the Slasher.
A year after the grisly murder of a local exotic dancer, the victim's sister, Lyric, searches for the serial killer responsible as he stalks and kills his favorite dancers on the night of the anniversary. Right? Is that not what it is?
Yeah, yeah, that's it. I didn't find it on here or see it, but yeah, that it fucked me up when I saw that there's another Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So, but that's pretty cool.
I think they're constantly like, for some reason, wanting to do Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies.
Yeah,
even though like a lot of them have not done well.
Well, what I'm thinking here on that Swerve Strickland, he's got that look to be a good villain. Because if you look on there and you see down lower, when you go down, you see a picture of him in the ring. He's got the like the dreads or whatever, or braids, and the head, side of his head shaving. Yeah, he just looks like a bad guy. So I think he'll probably do good as a villain if that's what he's going to be. But.
I don't know if Paul sent you this, but he sent me a...
Oh, yeah, he did, and I didn't watch it. I still haven't watched it.
Oh, it's called Baghead?
Yeah.
So a young woman inherits a rundown pub and discovers a dark secret within its basement. And it's called Baghead, a shape-shifting creature that will let you speak to lost loved ones, but not without consequences. So, mm-hmm. She has to keep it, like, from the trailer, it was like, if you're watching this VHS tape is what it was, then I have died, and you have inherited this place, and you're the only thing, but it has a secret, whatever person that stays there. I can't think of the word, you know what I mean? And you're the only thing stopping it from getting loose or some shit, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's the worst fucking thing to inherit, man. An evil spirit?
Fuck yeah. Like,
fuck you, Dad.
That's a dick thing to do, huh?
Yeah, like, fuck you, dude. Like, what are we doing here? Well, here's the thing, though. Like, this is saying it's from 2017.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's been sitting on the damn shelf for a while.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like, is, but then it has Baghead 2023. But then, like, in the title, it has 2017. So I don't know, man. It's already got a rating 6.9 out of 10. He sent that, and I'm just like, where can I watch it? You know?
Yeah.
Streaming. Where to watch? Let's see. I don't know. Don't know. February 8th. So it's set to release for Mexico, February 8th. What the fuck does that do for me? But yeah. So it's on the lookout. Be on the lookout for it. It sounds interesting.
That's all you couldn't find nothing about.
It says how to watch Baghead. You are able to stream Baghead by renting or purchasing on Amazon, Google Play, iTunes, and Vudu. So I guess it's already out. I thought it was coming to theaters. Because the official trailer dropped a month ago.
Says it's... Oh, that's a different one. 2008 horror comedy, but that's a different one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, I'm trying to search this thing. They haven't done a good job.
Should have named it something different.
Yeah. Because, like, searching it and looking for it, there's conflicting stuff, so.
Hey, Paul said appreciate the shout-out. I just told him we shouted him out.
Oh, yeah, man. Paul's a good dude. Hopefully we get to see him. Hopefully he's listening to this, which we'll probably tell him. That's why I'd like to go on a Saturday, and maybe if he gets there early enough. I know last year they got there late, but that's why I kind of like to stay there late and just hang out, you know. But we'll see.
I need to tell him that we're not going to be at Chattanooga. Well,
so
I'll tell him after.
Baghead, we got that. What else we got? We got the Blob remake set to be written and directed by Hellraiser's David Bruckner. So the 1958 Steve McQueen in his first leading role, carnivorous amoebodial alien, amoeba alien that crashed in a small town in Pennsylvania, and then followed by a 1972 sequel, Beware the Blob, and then the 1988 one, The Blob. So we'll see how this goes.
David Bruckner?
Yeah.
Is that the one that did the the original Hellraiser? No, there's a remake. Okay.
Yeah, he did The Night House, The Ritual. The Night House was pretty good. Also, Helm segments in The Signal, VHS, VHS 94, 99, 85.
VHS.
So we'll see. Would you like to see a sequel to The Blob? I think it's warranted for a sequel.
It says, I'm reading this right, Samuel L. Jackson's going to be in it.
The Blob, before eventually exiting the movie. Later, Con Air director Simon West signed on to direct the project, but that version also fell apart.
Okay.
Yeah, they all fell apart. Like, people have been wanting to remake The Blob. I mean, because, you know, The Blob is iconic, you know. And the traction, you know, that they're getting, it's probably just hard for them to get a good script on The Blob, you know. It'd just be kind of difficult. Like, what's the premise? Like, do you remake it from the jump? Like The Blob comes down in 2023, 2024, like modern times, or do you have it come in the 80s? Like, are you doing a past, or are you doing present, you know? And what's The Blob look like now? Like, you try to nuke it,
it just bounce off of it.
Drones. Like,
yeah, it'd be interesting to see what they do with it. Speaking on continuing to do old IPs, Dwight Little is interested in working on Halloween TV series and has pitched a sequel to Halloween 4. Great. Gonna go off of that. Halloween Ends may have killed iconic slasher Michael Myers off in the big screen, but there's no stopping a successful horror franchise. Malik Akkad's Hancock's International Film secured a deal with Miramax Television to develop and co-produce the Halloween TV series. So, how do you think they'll work that? Do you think they're going to take it off of the remakes, these three remakes, and go from there? Did that one guy die in part three? What's his name?
Well, it's not going to matter about part three because it's part four.
Well, I know, but did that one guy die that was like the main character that fought Michael in the sewer? almost, you know.
The new one?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, the new one.
No, he's not dead.
So if, because that's what it said, Halloween.
What do you mean, like the guy that was trying to be Michael Myers?
Yeah, they're going to, you think he'll continue it?
Did they kill him?
So I can't remember. But it said, yeah, you know, I know it says that, because they killed Michael Myers at the end of
that one guy died. I think that guy got killed.
Yeah. You think the daughter or Laura's
part four, it tells you what it would be like.
Well,
he asked if he would direct a sequel to Halloween part four. He said, not only would I do it, I've actually pitched it. Keep Rachel alive and follow through with Jamie and Rachel. Ellie Cornell is alive and well and living on the East Coast. And I just worked with Danielle Harrison. She's a doll. I think that's a great movie. I think they should call it Halloween 4 Part 2. Just be upfront about it and say what it is, because that's what it would be. In my opinion, more than a TV show. I think that would get a lot of attention. So he's trying to pitch, like, do it based off of Part 4.
So the original Part 4. Okay.
Yeah, the original Part 4.
Okay, I was thinking for some reason that they're going to try to take it off a new one, but if he wants Danielle Harris in it, then yeah, we already know she was vocal and pissed about not being able to be in these new Halloweens.
But she don't have to be in every one of them. I mean, she wasn't in the first three, so
I guess she feels like she should be.
Would it be cool to see a cameo? Yeah, but
Danielle Harris, the diva.
My whole thing is like, she's not as big of a star as far as, you know what I mean? Like,
you think she's like, would she be B-list celebrity or C?
Well, she's not doing A-list movies, you know, direct to DVD, direct to streaming, so.
Damn, she's a B-list diva.
I don't know if she's a diva or not, but I mean,
well, I can
understand her wanting to be in them, but I mean, people don't have to put you in anything.
What's that saying though?
What you do get,
you can want in one hand and shit in the other and see what fills up faster.
Yeah, yeah. You should just be grateful for what you do have.
Sure.
Hard though. It's hard to be that way.
Hard out here for a pimp.
Yeah. Because you see what everybody else has and you want it, you know.
Yep. This will be the last stuff I have, I know. But 28 days or 28 years later, Danny Boyle and Alex Garland team up for 28 Days Later sequel. So I guess it's going to be called 28 Years Later, which could become a new trilogy. So you know what was Amy was wanting to watch this because I sent this to her. And she was wanting to watch the first one. And you can't find 28 Days Later nowhere. Can't stream it nowhere.
I was seeing something that even like there's certain movies that are in like the studio and the people that made them aren't doing anything with them, like Cocoon, the original Cocoon movie.
Yeah.
A guy was like, if you have that DVD or Blu-ray, don't get rid of it because they're not making that anymore.
Yeah.
You can't stream it. You can't watch it. Like, so all these movies you're collecting, save them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You never know when, like, there just might be a falling out. And the people that, you know, have own rights to it, but it's owned by a studio, they might have a falling out with each other. It's like, no, you can't release it. We're not doing anything with it.
Yeah. But, you know, you at least release it for, like, Tubi to play it or whatever. But fans have been begging for another installment of 28 Days or 28 Days Later for years, and they're finally getting one. Let's see. 28 Days Later was followed by 28 Weeks Later. So it makes sense that it'll be 28 years later. So, yeah, well, all these years, it's hard to believe 28 Days Later sequel might actually happen. So that's just in talks right now, I guess, in early development. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we shall see if they actually do it. But I think was 28 or 28 days later, was that kind of the, I guess, the start of the fast zombie, the running zombie?
Dude, I have no clue, man.
I think it might be. I could be wrong. But, yeah, we're going to move on to some alien stuff. I'm sure if you're all over mainly in the internet or TikTok, you saw this huge police presence at a Miami mall. And people were starting to say that it was 8-foot alien creatures there. Johnny, what do you think about this?
I think they're full of shit.
Johnny obviously is a skeptic, right?
Yeah, it's garbage. I don't know. I watched. It says you can watch 28 Days Later. Maybe. Oh no, that was back in 2022. Never mind. Could have watched it on Max, but it's not streaming there anymore. Sorry. I was looking up that. Yeah, so I watched the video from Museum of Terror, and he made a good point. He had like the damn audio.
Yeah.
For the cops and all that. And of course, you know, people are going to be like, well, of course the cops are not going to say aliens on the radio. But I don't know if y'all have ever heard of Project Bluebeam, but this is essentially what it is.
Yeah.
The claim is that it was in the secret government documents that or something that they were going to project an invasion of some sort. Like that was their goal, and people will fall for it, and then you'll sign all your rights away to the government, and yeah, whatever.
You know, like, you know, I want to believe, but I guess we'll see. Well, I guess we won't see, but it's definitely interesting to me that, but I don't know if it's just a lot of people jumped on the bandwagon and just started making bullshit claims and all that.
All the fake videos, I was there.
There,
you know.
You see that one dude was saying he was in there buying some sneakers or something?
Yeah. I was just so happened to be there on vacation. Whatever, dude. Sure you were.
Hey, what about that one video I sent where the tall aliens were walking beside the mall? They were like white cutout paper.
Yeah, look legit.
That's HD, dog. Totally high definition.
Yeah.
They look like them. What is that show, the anime show, where they... the giant, like, what is it?
Titans?
Yeah, that's what that was. Yeah. Attack on Titans.
Essentially, they're going to eat you.
Well,
possessed.
So like Johnny was saying, he thinks that it was just something to distract us. Because it is 2024, and you know what's happening this year? Elections are happening, so.
Yeah, it's a sad thing.
That means the world's going to shit.
It's sad that elections are happening, but it's sad how everything takes place nowadays. It sucks.
Yeah. It definitely sucks. Hey, Johnny.
I don't believe that the aliens came. So, yeah.
Hey, maybe. You know, if you...
Other people do. Oops.
If you've been noticing on our TikTok, Johnny hasn't been in videos recently, but hopefully I'm going to try to, I don't know if we'll get back in time or what, but we got some chocolate-covered pork rinds.
Oh, shit.
From that damn Water's Edge.
Yeah.
And then I sent you the picture. We got some peanut cheese puff type things, like peanut puffs. So, I'll try, if we can get back in time, I'll try to stop by and get Johnny back in some videos.
I did some videos, so.
Okay, well, go ahead and you upload
did
them.
Did you go to Water's Edge yesterday when Tennessee Crossroads was going to be there?
Well, fuck no. We just rode by today. Damn.
There was supposed to be there yesterday, but it's like early in the morning. So
Yeah. I started a new job, y'all. I'm back in the employment game, like everybody else. So it's gonna be interesting.
Taco Bell's new items, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jim Jeff finally got a job.
I've been out of work since August, y'all.
So. Yeah, what a lazy motherfucker.
Yeah, it's definitely taking some getting used to be, because, like, I'm a relief driver at Hard Mountain Dew, so I'm having to learn all that. But when you're on the road driving, you wanted to get out early so you can get back for a decent time. So you leave out at, like, 4 in the morning.
Who loads your truck?
There's a warehouse guy. So he's there. He comes in at 9, and he'll do, like, pre-builds. And then when you get back, you tell him what you want on the truck. He'll put it on. And he stays there till like 4 because he works like 9 to 4. And he puts all the stuff on the truck, seals it up. And you come back in at 4 the next day and leave out. So it's a pretty cool little system. So, yeah, I got me my first, y'all. I got an iPhone work phone. It's pretty insane.
So, how does that work? Like, you just go stock the stores?
The girl I'm working with right now, she does, like, Chattanooga area, Cleveland, and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's what it's like. A lot of it's, it's a 4-hour drive between there and back. So, it takes about 2 hours to get there to Cleveland mainly. So, we'll do, like, Publix, Food City, Walmart, and then they have
some. The thing about them, though, like, they don't deal with bottles. Like, it's not like a massive variety of.
No. You got a variety pack of the Mountain Dews. And then, during the summer, they had the Baja Hard Mountain Dew, which those are done now. They got the variety pack. Then they got the singles, like the 24-ounce cans. And then they got the straight pack of Baja Blast and then the straight pack of. They call the regular Mountain Dew OG. So, they got actually, like, you can go and buy a 12-pack of just straight hard Mountain Dew and then a straight Baja Blast Mountain Dew, and then you got your variety pack. But something I didn't know that they carried was Lipton hard iced tea. So they got that, too. So, I think there's, like 7 or 8 different things. But, you know, one thing that I'm kind of excited about, but to go and check out is the route for like downtown Nashville. Johnny's like, fuck that. But you know, if you're doing it in the morning, it's not going to be as busy as it would be, you know, at night or whatever. But I say it's probably still busy.
What kind of parts of Nashville do you go to though?
Downtown.
Yeah, but I mean like.
I think it's about all over Nashville.
I mean, you hitting up every gas station there?
Oh, no. It's just, they're only in certain ones right now. So, they're in Circle K. Then you got your small ones, you know.
Yeah.
But.
Well, speaking of Baja Blast, it is a permanent flavor in 2024.
About damn time.
You make a Baja Blast 16-ounce bottle.
I forgot to tell you that. I saw that when I was walking through Walmart.
I did not see a 0.
Well, Johnny, when I make my order for my drinks, I'll be sure to order some of them, too.
I just want a Baja Blast 0.
I know. I'll get you.
Hey, can you get the Mountain Dew 0 16-ounces? Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
You don't need to talk about that on here.
Yeah, I can get them up. Speaking of that, that's what I'm sipping on right now.
Yeah, I got them. Mountain Dew. Taco Bell has a new Craving menu, Jim Jam. Okay. I uploaded a video yesterday. I went to Taco Bell yesterday.
I'll upload that tomorrow, Luke.
They got 4 different things. They got a stacker.
Ooh.
A stacker taco.
I'll have to watch your video and see what you say about it.
I only ordered three things, but I didn't only did a video on two because they got like a nacho, like a smaller personal nacho with like guacamole and cheese and salsa. I fucked up. I meant to order the stacker taco, and I said, can I get the, I think it's called a double stacker or stacker double. I said, can I get the stacker taco? And she just gave me a stacker. And the stacker, Jim Jam, you would love, because it is a burrito shell.
Okay.
They just put ground beef and nacho cheese in it, and then they fold it up into a triangle, but it's got layers, so it's like stacked on top of each other, and it's just meat and cheese.
Uh-oh.
That's all it is.
I would definitely like that.
The enchilada, chicken enchilada burrito. I wish I would have updated that, though. Because, like, initially, like, when you eat something... sorry. The more I talk, the worse it gets. When you eat something, you're like, yeah, this is pretty good. Then after you stop recording and then you finish eating something, like, not that enjoyable, because essentially... The rice tastes like if you've ever had one of the Mexican little frozen dinner
kits. Yeah.
Or like, you know what I'm talking about with the enchiladas and the rice?
Yeah.
And the beans. You ever eat one of them?
Probably not.
But it tastes like that rice. Like, and I said it in there. It tastes like the Mexican rice you'd buy in like the little box, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I've never really cared for that flavor. Because I'd rather eat like real Mexican rice instead of the artificial fake flavor, like the extra tomatoey flavor they add to it.
Yeah. Well, damn, I might.
Cheap is what I should say.
I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna have to check it out.
I want
to
really try. Cause it's like the double decker taco.
Them are pretty good.
So yeah. But yeah, we're gonna have to get off here. I don't have my laptop plugged in. I thought it was at 100 when I started, but it's at 10% now.
That's all good, man. Hey, we got 51 minutes, but we appreciate y'all. Next week we'll be back to a normal program, all that good shit. But yeah.
So don't forget, full moon is coming up. Easter weekend. Easter is in March this year.
Yep.
The end of March this year. So. Don't forget that. And Conuga, if y'all want to get together for Conuga, just let me know. You know,
you just hit up Paul, man. I'm sure he'll probably want to hang out or whatever. But
yeah. So, but anybody else? I mean, Conuga's fun.
Hell yeah! So Johnny, I guess that's all we got. We out.
Peace. Oh, sorry.
Thank you for listening to Jim Jam and Johnny in the Horror Basement and beyond. Please follow, like, share, and rate us wherever you listen to us.